always good to share new talent with you, and I recently had the opportunity to meet my next guest. Now, recently it was Italian Day at the Silvermere Care Home in Cobham, and entertaining the residents with her delightful singing was Rachel Wolseley. And she joins me now to talk about her career, so welcome to Radio A.
Thank you very much.
Now, Rachel, you were born in Lisbon, Northern Ireland, so let me start by asking, what's your earliest memory of enjoying music?
Well, I don't have a very musical family, but my father was always interested in music. He plays the piano and the guitar, but he's only ever taught himself. And he used to listen to some classical music. So I think from a very early age, I was always surrounded by opera and the sounds of classical music. And it wasn't until I was about 14 or 15 that I finally got into singing, but I definitely, the love was there, ingrained in me somehow.
And was there the opportunities in Lisbon to see opera at that stage?
Not when I was younger, but at the Grand Opera House in Belfast, where I myself have performed a few times, we had some visiting companies, such as Opera North and various companies from the UK, which would come every so often. So there were a few chances to experience some opera in Belfast. Mm.
And then you went on to study. So where did you actually study opera?
So I've just finished my studies, my undergraduate studies, at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London, beside the Barbican Centre, so it's a wonderful place to be.
And how long was the studies for undergraduate?
The undergraduate programme is 4 years of hard slog.
And knowing universities and colleges like that, it's expensive to do, so how did you supplement the income? I think you've got a novel way of doing it.
I did have a very novel way, which exposed me to a lot of great music, which was, I still do, work in the costume department at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden.
Now, people may think costume department of a theatre, not many costumes, but that's not the case in opera, is it?
No, there are hundreds of costumes. A lot of productions have hundreds of actors, extras, dancers, chorus members, extra chorus members, principals, and there's the whole ballet department as well.
Right, and so you turn your hand to sewing the odd tutu, is
it? Very occasionally. I will be sewing on a few buttons, but usually that's left to the professionals.
Now, let's go back to your music. I believe you've competed in a few competitions.
Yes,
what have those been?
Very recently, I competed in the Northern Ireland Opera Festival of Voice competition, and it's a very newly established company back in Northern Ireland, and they have this wonderful opportunity for, they invite five young singers as finalists every year to come and perform. We have a weekend of coachings with top people, David Gowland from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, Catherine Harries from the National Opera Studio, and they give us coachings, and then there's a competition at the end. So that was my most recent venture.
And how did you do? Did you win?
I didn't win, actually, but a very good singer called Sean Boylan won, right. A baritone from Dublin. So, but it was a great opportunity.
And in terms of music, your favourite pieces, what is the ones you do enjoy singing?
My definite favourite for singing is the Puccini repertoire. It's my absolute favourite. It's glorious music, glorious tunes, very luscious, and it's just very heartbreaking.
So a lot of the operas are in Italian. Have you actually learned the language of Italian, or is it just the words are memorised?
I have tried my hand at learning the language, but a lot of singers, we do just memorise the words. We obviously understand what they mean, but yeah, I've spent some time in Italy because my boyfriend is Italian, so I've started to try and learn some Italian.
Very wise of the boyfriend.
Very useful.
If you're with the boyfriend. Turning to your ambitions, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I would love to be on the stage of one of the opera houses in the UK.
Brilliant. All right, so if our listeners want to find out a little bit more about you, what's the details of your website?
So my website is www.rachelwolseley.com. So you can find out a bit about me and hear a few clips of me singing.
And I believe you're also a Twitter fan.
I am, yes, I'm on Twitter.
And you're on Twitter as Rachel Wolseley.
Rachel Wolseley, yes.
Brilliant. Thanks again for joining us. And it looks like the cake's arrived. We're going to enjoy that.
Thank you very much.
Now, whilst she was at the Silvermere Care Home, I recorded part of her performance, and here are some short extracts of three pieces that she sang.
Oh, Radio Wave.